Huddle Up Moms is a nonprofit in the area designated to empowering women through connection, education, and support. You know, we envision where a community, society really invests in the infrastructure that supports women. When you support women, you support a community. We've really evolved over the years and came from a true basic need that, as an OBGYN, I see so much emphasis placed on pregnancy and then babies. And there's really a lack of infrastructure that supports some really basic needs that moms need. So we've evolved into filling and bridging gaps, things like support groups, mental health services, diapers. When we see women and why they're dying in the postpartum period, the three main factors are support. They don't have basic needs. There's so many social determinants of health, things like cardiovascular disease. So we created that blood pressure program, things like mental health services, being isolated, being alone, not having the support that they need. And I say this so humbly, but I had a delivery early myself, an emergency C-section, had preeclampsia, all the things, needed an emergency C-section, went on to have a NICU baby. And I remember feeling that way, like I am not equipped and there's not enough infrastructure and support. I didn't feel like that when I was home. I didn't feel like that at home. And I'm very well aware that I have a supportive partner. I'm educated. I have financial means. And I still felt that way. And so starting this nonprofit at the same exact time that I was starting my own journey of motherhood, I think really was fortuitous in really understanding what some of the basic needs are. It has made me such a better provider and a better doctor. Hundreds of people every year reach out to me a lot across the system and say, I have a mom in need, whether I found her when she was at her two-year-old's appointment, or I found her, you know, I have a mom that's in my neighborhood, or I met this mom at the library. And people reach out to me all the time. And what I love about being an OBGYN is that I'm able to bridge them into programs. Huddle Up Moms, even though, you know, sometimes we want to be, we can't be everything. And so we really serve to be a hub and a resource reservoir for nonprofits in the area. So that way we can siphon people in and out of those amazing programs.
So talk about your new home, the diaper bank that's there. The diaper bank got a tremendous grant last year.
It's kind of crazy to me. I think, you know, starting, you know, we started the diaper drive in what was called a resource roundup. And it started off as a closet, really. And now we serve over 300 moms a month. And we've given out, you know, hundreds of thousands of diapers and basic needs for mothers. We're really able to adapt, I think, at a rapid pace for what's going on. And sometimes that is what hinders other larger organizations' ability to create infrastructure around really rapid changes. As an OBGYN and doing a lot of advocacy work, what I saw was we would get hit really hard in the state of Virginia with the formula shortage. What everybody was focused on was this toilet paper shortage that happened maybe like a year or two into the pandemic. In the maternal health world, we were having something that was even more catastrophic that no one was talking about. Women and people in the community were buying up formula, buying up diapers in bulk that they didn't need because they were desperate.
Dr. Jacqueline Nunziato is co-founder and executive director for Huddle Up Moms, which welcomes the community to its open house and ribbon cutting today from 4 to 7 p.m. at 501 Marshall Avenue in downtown Roanoke.
What we recognized really quickly was that our moms were desperate, and so they were in a panic mode and buying up things. So we created something, no shame, no blame, and we called it Give What You Can, Take What You Need. And people were bringing back the things that they bought, which I thought was really a beautiful show of how the communities can band together. We were rationing and giving what we could. And that's really how it started. Then we recognized, oh my goodness, Roanoke is one of the largest diaper poverty cities in the state of Virginia. About one third of the families in Roanoke, the city, and in the surrounding counties are experiencing something called diaper poverty. You are spending more than 15 to 20% of your paycheck on diapers, or you're missing 2 to 3 days of work because you can't diaper or provide formula for your child. We had moms driving from 2 hours away, feeding their babies in their parking lot, diapering their baby in the parking lot. And the more that we've gotten into this work, the more we thought, okay, this is a rapidly growing need. I often hear, you know, well, this is a Medicaid problem, or this is a problem of poor people. And I want to be really explicit in saying that when you don't meet people's basic needs, especially mothers who are the heart of community, they're the heart of the economy, they are the spenders of businesses, you know, especially small businesses in Roanoke. When you limit their ability to take care of their family, you can honestly shut down your own community. It's kind of like cutting off the legs or the hands that feed you, because moms will do anything and sacrifice anything to meet those basic needs. That means coming out of the workforce. That means missing days of work. That means not spending, not, you know, using gas, carpooling, taking public transportation.
You were helping about 300 mothers a month. Was this the trajectory that you saw? Maybe you did.
No. We're an all-volunteer organization. And I think what it really speaks to is what's really easy and simple is to give something tangible, like a diaper. But what a lot of people don't recognize is even to be a national diaper bank, every single diaper that comes in needs to be inventoried. It needs to be wrapped in a series of 25 to give out to meet the national requirements. And that takes hours and hours of manpower and work and infrastructure. And so it's really a call to action for communities, businesses, and supporters of mothers. You know, if you're a business and you support women, if you're a community member and you support women, and you're not giving back into your nonprofit, I would really question, like, what does it mean to support? I would say that we're also incumbent upon all of us to give back in a monetary way that supports infrastructure within nonprofits, because that's what we need right now. A lot of federal funding, a lot of grant funding is going to disappear and has disappeared. And those funds already did not support staff and infrastructure.
I'm Gene Marino in the WFIR Newsroom. Huddle Up Moms, a support group for new and expectant mothers, will collaborate with the CDC early next year. OBGYN physician Dr. Jacqueline Nunziato is co-founder and executive director for Huddle Up Moms.
The Maternal Health Warning Signs are a national program designated for raising awareness that women are dying a year up to giving birth. And they're dying from preventable things like stroke, cardiovascular disease, suicide, mostly because in the healthcare space, 6 weeks is what we see them. But these things are happening much later on. Right now, the current system isn't recognizing those warning signs. And so we created a program called Postpartum Still at Risk. It officially launches in January. We've been kind of soft launching over the last couple of weeks, but it's a visible representation. Everybody that we envision that everybody that gives birth in the state of Virginia will wear a visible representation. It's a teal bracelet that says, "My health matters. I recently delivered. I'm at risk for, you know, if I go into the ER and I have shortness of breath, or I go in and I have a headache," a way to elevate the voices of the community and to educate them so that way they know. Billboards going up over the next couple of months. It was a marketing and media campaign, an awareness piece. I feel like it's a little trivial to say, like, do you really think that a bracelet, and I've heard that before, can make that big of a difference? Yes, I do. I think as soon as you become a mother, you kind of lose yourself. And we designed the bracelet to be teal and then turn into pink. For so much, society focuses on the baby and you are at risk of dying. I mean, we've had a number of athletes that have had PEs that have died of a stroke that over the last couple of years to highlight this, but we haven't really come up with a great plan yet about how we're going to raise awareness. And so it's an awareness campaign. A little bit about our new space, a little bittersweet for us to move from the Haven on 5th to our new warehouse on Marshall Street. It's still on 5th. We moved into a 4,500 square foot space that has a huge education room. It has a check-in station. It has this really cute closet where we have moms that are shopping, and then a huge warehouse in the back to host our needs. So we applied for the Raleigh Court Presbyterian grant to purchase a van to take our diaper bank and make it mobile. Mama's on the move. I think it really just, again, speaks to us trying to rapidly innovate while building programs to meet more of the demands and needs of the community. And what I would love us to do is move to a space where big businesses, big sponsorships, big opportunities for companies to really invest in the people in their community. But we are looking for an organization or a business that wants to co-brand the van with us. We're working with Noak Van Company to outfit the van and looking for a branding sponsors.
Huddle Up Moms welcomes the community to its open house and ribbon cutting today from 4 to 7 p.m. on Marshall Avenue in downtown Roanoke. Co-founder Jacqueline Nunziato says their blood pressure awareness program for mothers-to-be has grown.
You know, what started off as a blood pressure program has expanded across the state with the partnership with the Virginia Department of Health, with the governor's office, to take our blood pressure program and expand it across the state. People are always asking, what can they do to help? There are many opportunities. One of the businesses come as a like their volunteer day and wrap diapers for a couple of hours. You can volunteer by hosting a family. Can you meet the needs of somebody's diaper needs for a whole year? You're talking about women that are walking to work instead of paying for gas, so that way they could afford formula. Babies that are showing up at our warehouse that haven't eaten because their moms can't afford formula. We see women being some of the most vulnerable populations here. Invest in a mom. You are truly investing in a community that will thrive economically, financially, mentally, and be stable in ways that I think we haven't seen it before.
Dr. Jacqueline Nunziato is co-founder and executive director for Huddle Up Moms, which welcomes the community to its open house and ribbon cutting today from 4 to 7 p.m. at 501 Marshall Avenue in downtown Roanoke. For WFIR News, I'm Gene Miranda.